everybody, and thanks so much for listening to episode number 33 of As Inc.
The Larry Bird episode.
Is it? Oh, okay.
That's great.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I know who Larry Bird is.
Yeah.
What As Inc. is we do an improvised form called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark, but you can think of it as an improvised radio play. What's going to happen is in a few moments, we're going to take a suggestion from our propeller beanie hat of suggestions, and taking that, we're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes improvising scenes, games, what have you, but it's all going to be the audio track. Playing with As Inc. this week is...
Kevin Dolan.
Michael Morey.
And Chris George. All right. Michael, would you like to take a suggestion?
I'd love to.
He's so excited.
What could it be?
I don't know.
I'm getting two. I just want one. Ooh. Don't drink and drive.
Ah, good advice.
All
right.
Sound advice.
It is. It's very good advice. All right. And... lights down. So, Mary.
Yeah.
Brought you up here to look at Point, you mm-hmm. know, and
yeah.
Hey, would you like a drink?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you got? Drink?
Open the glove compartment. Take a look.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Zima.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some fun.
Oh,
tonight.
Yeah, we are. You know that. Go ahead and slurp one down.
Oh, I will. Can you get this cap for me?
Yeah, I can. You want to see my big muscles at work?
No, I want to see you do it with your teeth. Oh, go deeper with that.
Well, okay, all right.
So do it with the back of your throat.
You want to open the bottle with the back of my throat?
Yeah, let me see that.
All right, I can do that. It's no big deal. I do it all the time. Whatever. Long, 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 long. I think I swallowed the bottle cap. Here you go. Oh, God.
Oh, that's tasty.
Yeah, but it is. Mm.
It's tasty.
Oh, I think it's slit the sides of my esophagus. Oh.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. So it's awful romantic up here, you know?
Yeah.
My throat.
I want you to light my cigarette.
All right. I didn't know you smoked. Okay.
Yeah, I do now.
All right, well, let me start the car lighter.
Yeah. But I want you to use this piece of paper. Light it with this piece of paper.
So you want me to use the car lighter to light the piece of paper?
Yeah.
To light the cigarette?
Yes.
Alright. Alright. Piece of paper lit.
Let it burn a little longer.
Okay.
Let it burn down.
Alright, it's getting a little close to my fingers.
In my mouth. Let it burn. How far can you go down? How far? No, wait. Wait. Oh, feel that pain. Oh, feel it, yeah. Oh, do you feel the,
will you just
the
let
hands
me light
on your hands singeing?
Just let me start
oh,
your
yeah. Okay, light it. Oh, yeah.
Ain't no thing. No big deal. Whatevs.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, not really. Whatever. Hey, why don't we let the seats back a little bit, you know? So we can lay down some. Oh, God, my fingers. Oh, God.
Okay.
Are those boils? Do I have boils on my fingers now?
Yes. Suck it up, pussy.
What?
Suck it up. All right. So I'll lay my seat back down.
All right. Cool. And then you want to just get over there and join you in your seat?
No. Hold on one second. I'm going to put this parking brake up. Yeah.
All right.
I want you to take your pants off.
All right, I like where this is going.
Yeah.
All right.
Now take your pants. I want you to throw them out that window.
Can I just throw them in the back seat?
No, you're going to throw them out the window now.
Can I just...
No. Out the window.
All right.
Keep that window down.
All right, it's kind of cold outside.
Take off your underwear,
it's
too.
It's like 50 degrees outside. I mean, I just want you to know that 50 degrees outside.
That's
so, you know,
okay.
Things don't look, you know, as big as they will be. You know, it's a temperature thing.
Here, look at my right tip.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
does that help? Is that warming you up?
You've got like 3 piercings. Is that, warming nipple. You up? Not so much anymore.
All right, shut the fuck up.
Was that a tattoo of a goth Snow White punching the 7 dwarves?
You know, it could have been.
All right.
All right, little bitch. I want you.
Is that a hand-rolled cigarette, by the way?
You bet your ass it is. And careful, I'm almost done with it. I'm going to make you light another one in a second if you don't hurry.
All right, let's just do this thing. What do you want me to do?
All right. I want you to sit right here in the middle console.
All right, let me just put the parking brake back down then. No, the
parking brake stays up. Are you going to sit or not?
But that's going
to... I'm going to start burning you with my cigarette, all right. You son of a bitch.
All right, I'll get on the center console. All right. Alright, everything's cool. We're all good.
Move forward.
That's gonna put me, like, on the parking brake handle.
Move forward.
Alright, alright! Oh, God! Oh, jeez!
I told you it was gonna burn you, little bitch.
Can we just end this? Can I just take you home now? Move
forward.
Can I just take you home? Move forward. I'm terribly sorry.
Open the glove compartment, get me another Zima.
Okay, can I just take you home? I just want to take you home now. I just want to take your Zima. I am not
finished. Open that.
I'm done.
Open that.
Can I just use my hand? What? What?
Use your butt cheeks.
My butt cheeks?
Figure it out.
Oh, God. Ow.
Move forward,
ow,
bitch. Move forward.
The parking brake handle is...
I'm gonna scar you again with my cigarette.
Go. Oh, God. Ah, stop. Can we go home? Can we just go home? Look, you can keep the car. I'll just give it to you. Can you do a pink slip's in the glove compartment? It's all yours. Can I just go?
Light me another cigarette.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
But I want you to use
no.
The hairs above your balls.
No.
Now.
No, please, no. You could have the car. Look, this is fun. This has been great. I'll tell everyone that you were chaste and demure and all sorts of other things.
You know what? Fine, I'll take your car. I'm fine with that. Get out of the fucking car.
All right, good. I feel like I'm still kind of winning with this whole thing. All right.
Get out.
I'm getting out of the fucking car.
Leave your shirt.
What?
Leave your
shirt. That's not part of the deal.
Leave your shirt.
That's not part of the deal.
Leave your shirt.
All right, at least my pants are outside.
No.
What? Where did you get a gun?
You put your pants back in the car.
No. Not cool.
Yes, cool.
No, it's not cool.
I will shoot you in the kneecap.
Why?
I'm putting the silencer on.
Why do you have a silencer?
I will shoot you in the kneecaps until you put those pants in this car.
Please, I'm sorry. Ow! God, Jesus! Ow, God!
Pants in the car, bitch.
Here.
Pants
here,
and underwear,
here,
too.
Here, you can have it. You can, ow.
Take these handcuffs.
No.
Did you see that pole over
no,
there? No. No, you will go
no.
Handcuff yourself. I will shoot you in the other kneecap.
Please?
I will shoot you in the other kneecap.
What did I do to deserve this? Oh, God, is that blood?
You're a Johnson.
That's my last name?
Yes. You're a Cleaver Johnson, are you not?
That's my hyphenated last name, the Cleaver Johnsons?
You are a Herbert Cleaver Johnson. Herbert Cleaver Johnson's son, are you not?
Yeah, by marriage.
By marriage?
Yeah, I'm a stepson.
Wait, so you're not the biological son of Herbert Cleaver Johnson?
No.
Oh, fuck
no, my
me.
Mom married in 3
fuck
years
me.
Ago.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
I am ransoming off the wrong... Alright, I'm just gonna have to kill you now.
What?
Well, no, because you're a witness. I just gotta take you out.
What?
Alright, so just turn around. I'll shoot you in the back of the head. We'll be done with
no,
it.
No.
Yeah, no, no,
please,
no.
No.
It's
look,
totally,
I didn't
it's
see
totally
anything.
Totally
I have
fine.
No idea what happened.
Totally
I don't
fine.
Remember anything. It's totally post-traumatic stress, what have you.
No, no, you've
I don't
seen
remember
too much
anything.
Of any other kneecap.
No. Oh, God! Please! Why?
Turn around.
Can we...
Turn around. Well, oh, now that... shit, I shot both your knees. You can't turn around.
Now, well, now that we're into this thing, can I have sex with you? Because, I mean, can we just do this thing now?
All right, why the fuck not? But just light me another cigarette.
I can't move.
So, Mr. Madsen, you're here because you have agreed to plead guilty to driving while intoxicated, and I'm going to, you know, make a recommendation to the court. It's part of a program that we have to, you know, come up with better sentencing for first-time offenders.
Word. Can you pop me a brewski?
Like me to pop you a brewski?
Yeah. I mean, you're my PD, right?
I don't know what that means. I'm your what?
You're my PD. You're my public defender.
No.
It's kind of like my DD, right?
No.
You're like my designated public defender.
No.
You're my DPD. You're my main man. You're my second in charge.
No.
You're the Robin to my Batman.
I'm not.
Hey, let's do shots, dude. Let's do shots. You want to do a shot? Let's do lemon drops.
See, here's the thing, okay? I am the person who interviews you on behalf of the court to help them decide on a sentence.
Nice. Does she have big tits? Does she?
I don't... Does who have big tits? I don't know.
The girl you're interviewing me for, you know, you're like, you're scoping me out, you know, she saw me, I didn't see her, and she was like, hey, go ask that dude, you know? But he likes to party, you know? Ask him a couple of questions. I get it. All right. Yeah, so I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, it's not really
I'm 29. No. Never married. No kids. Okay with drinking. Smoking occasionally. Drugs, sometimes. Depends on the drug.
See, no, you gotta...
I am into anal. Don't care about religion.
I uncircumcised. I don't want to know really any of this, actually, because I am duty bound.
Well, I know you don't want to know it, but she wants to know it, right?
You see, this can is I buy her a drink? Here in my report to the judge. That's the thing. That's
is it the judge? Oh, I bet she's hot. Is not. I am way into girls in positions of authority. I dated a girl who was a part-time cop one time. I mean, like. Volunteer, you know, volunteer policeman, policewoman, excuse me, sorry, gotta be politically correct.
Your case has not actually been assigned to a specific judge yet, so we don't know who
keeping
the
options open. Yeah, I dig it.
Look, can we just get to the questions?
Sure, let's do it.
So,
let's do it.
I just want to make sure you understand that the whole idea of this is to figure out a fair punishment that. Because we find that, you know, most of the people who do not commit another offense once they are, you know, plead guilty to this crime. But there are some, you know, there's some recidivism here. And we're trying to, you know, figure out who that is.
Recidivism.
Yeah. So, really, what I'd like to just understand is, you know, for example, you know, what are your, you know, drinking habits? How many drinks would you normally have in a week?
Nice. Well, you know, I've slowed down a bit since college, but probably do maybe a fifth every Friday, couple of beers to pregame, 2-3 shots at the club, may go for drinks afterwards. Saturday, usually start off with a Bloody Mary, a little BM, you know, and then the other BM, couple mimosas, maybe a beer in the afternoon. 2-3 shots to pregame Saturday night. I don't know. All in all, I probably drop about 300 on drinks during the week. I don't know what that translates into. Because some of it's, you know, like champagne at the club or bottle service or something.
Got it. So why don't we assume maybe $3 a drink and it gives us an even 100 per week.
Oh, yeah. All right. That works. I like that. That makes me sound pretty hot, right? Yeah, I do 100 drinks a week. What? No big deal. I play a mean game of wizard staff.
You play a mean game of wizard... I actually don't wizard know staff. What wizard staff is.
Oh, yes, it's a cool game, dude. So you take a beer, right? And after you finish drinking it, you get another beer. They have to be cans, right? So you take the new can and you tape it onto the old can. So now you've got a stack. And every time you finish your beer, you tape a new beer to the top of the stack. So you're like building this staff of beer cans on top of each other.
Okay, Mr. Madison, you can sit down. Yeah. I don't need the demonstration.
No. I mean, because I can get one at least 10 high in a night. And then at the end, you can challenge anybody to a wizard battle, right? And you could, if you break someone's staff, they're out of the game. And the person with the longest staff gets declared wizard of the party. You know, party wizard.
Let me just move on to the next question. So, for example, do you find that alcohol has ever been any issue in having you hold down a job?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So, what kind of employment do you have right now?
Unemployed.
Okay, but why do you think you're unemployed? I mean, you have a college degree.
Yep, leisure studies.
You have a degree in leisure studies.
I studied how to be leisuring at a leisure. Hmm. Studies of being leisure.
Okay, so what, I'm not really familiar with that degree. What kind of a job would that normally lead to if you weren't able to get one?
Teacher?
A teacher, okay. I gotta tell you that pleading guilty to this crime is going to be a death. A lot of schools will not want to hire you.
I mean, I don't want to be a teacher.
Okay. What kind of work are you looking for, I guess?
Not really looking, if that's what you're asking, right? Pound it for me, dog, right? You know what I'm saying? Working hard or hardly working, you know? Everybody's working for the weekend, right?
Got it.
Hey, do you want to go get drinks after this or something? Or are you busy or what? Because my bud's doing this, he's opening this really hot club uptown tonight. Like midnight, it's going to be some fly honeys there, you know?
I'm actually an alcoholic. Kind of what they hire people who have a history with alcoholism for their job, so I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No, I'm not. I'm not allowed to. If I were to start drinking, I mean, it would not be good. It would do. I can't handle even really drinking one. It doesn't work that way. Just and yeah. That no. I mean, you seem to have a puzzled look on your face. Have you really explored any of the options as far as stopping drinking? I mean, you stopping drinking.
Me. Stopping drinking?
Right.
I mean, usually that just means I leave that party and go to the next party.
Yeah, you see, I'm thinking that really, because, you know, I'm looking down the road for you, and I really, you know, what I'm really seeing is, you know, a lifetime of, you know, either no employment or low employment.
Awesome.
Really no meaningful relationships.
Awesome.
And you know, eventually kind of ending up in a life of crime or
dude, Sopranos, you know what I'm saying, right? Straight up gangster up in this bitch, right?
I don't
come on, dude. A little P. Diddy, right? You know, getting all G money up in this place. Come on, Wiz Khalifa.
I don't think this organized crime is really necessarily.
Dude, I'm gonna straight up get a teardrop under my eye. You know what that means, right? Murder.
I didn't know that.
Straight up, dude.
Actually, okay.
You don't know about a lot of stuff, man. You don't know about wizard staff or teardrops.
I don't. I really, yeah. It's. I mean, I'm really kind of in a specialized area here. So is there anything else you really want to tell the judge on your behalf? I mean, I could include it in the report. I mean, I don't really see it helping much. I kind of see you, you know, perhaps, you know, getting a sentence really much harsher than I would have expected coming into today.
So you can tell him, like, anything, you know, like, all right.
I mean, this would be a statement on your behalf. I wouldn't be endorsing this necessarily.
No, I get it. I get it. If it's a girl, then you could say, hey, what's up? That's my boy over there. You know, it's Tommy. Here's his number. You know, slip her my number. Or if it's a dude, ask him if he knows any chicks or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't really want you to... I'm really hungover.
Brothers of Zeta, Theta, Epsilon.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night.
Zeta, do or die.
Zeta, do or die. It's the night. New recruits.
I've been looking forward to this.
I know.
Bruh, that's great. Yeah. Bruh.
It's what we live for. It's why we're in the Brotherhood to begin with.
New recruits.
So, what you got planned? Ziggy?
Thinking. You would blow bubbles.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah. That's nice.
Good. You make them pop them.
Nice.
Maybe catch them on the end of their fingers and make it right cold there.
Right.
Maybe like blow them. Yeah. We can make them blow the bubbles, like from one end of the room to the other.
Yeah, so we can make one of them blow them at one person to another person.
Oh, man. Maybe even like in a circle. Yeah. Like a circle bubble.
Oh, can we get one of those circle. Big things? The big hoop where you get the big bubble?
Yeah.
We get the like the hula hoop?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm.
We got plenty of dishwashing detergent that we can use. I mean,
good
you
stuff.
Know,
that's the best stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, whoa, genius, boom. We could get some dancing ribbons for them to use while they're blowing the bubbles. Like, to, like circle through the bubbles? Like, rhythmic gymnastic style?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. I planned a super, super awesome prank.
Really?
Super awesome prank.
Let's hear it. Right. Gotta hear it, man.
All right.
You're the prankster, man.
All right. So we're going to line them up on top of a building, right?
Okay.
Like, top of, like our building.
No, higher.
We're going to
go
into
like, we're going to go down to like the University Commons, right?
No.
Like four stories up. We're going to tie a rope to their testicles, dudes. And then the other end of the rope to a brick. And we're going to throw that brick off the top of the building.
That does not sound like a good idea at
what?
All. No, that sounds kind of lame, actually.
What? Really?
Why would we tie?
I felt really good about that one.
Our brother's testicles? Our future brothers?
But the ropes...
Would you want a brick tied to your testicles?
No.
Your testicles are precious. God's gift in those testicles.
But the rope is longer than the building is tall, so nothing's going to happen
to them. Doesn't
matter.
We could suffocate those balls.
All right, you're right. You're right, dudes.
Do you want to stop
right.
their future baby making?
No, you're right.
They could be the future politicians of the world.
I know. You're right. I'm sorry, guys.
This
that
is
was,
why we are pro-life.
That was
why
over the line.
That is stupid.
I'm
You've
sorry.
Been watching movies.
I'm sorry, dudes.
You're lucky we don't kick you out of the
I
Brotherhood
felt good
right
about
now.
That one. I felt good about that one. Sorry.
Don't speak again.
All right.
Till you were spoken to. Ziggy, do you have another good idea?
Well,
we'll hear your idea.
Yeah. It's supposed to be windy this weekend.
Okay.
Kite flying.
Oh, man. Now you're talking.
We're going to make them design kites.
Their own kite.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Like, we could have dragon kites.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Kite fighting, maybe. Ooh. Oh, or do that too.
I don't know. It's a little violent, putting them up against one another.
Oh.
I mean, okay, all right, you can speak. Permission to speak.
All right, I got this one, you guys. All right, I got this one. We're going to get back. All right, so tonight at like 3 a.m., right?
Yeah.
We bust into their dorm rooms, all right, dressed up in all black, like ninja gear shit.
Yeah, like ninjas.
Right?
Oh, I like ninjas.
All right?
That's good.
All right, we set off the fire alarm. We start dousing them with fire extinguisher stuff.
No.
We
no.
drag them in the middle of the night to our house here, and we make them drink until they throw up.
No,
drink
no.
alcohol?
Okay,
yeah,
alcohol?
Man. Like all vodka right. and beer. No?
Alright, where do I even begin with this, Ziggy? Where do I begin? Have you not learned anything? Okay, first of all,
I thought it was gifted.
It is a violation. It is a major federal violation to pull a fire alarm when there's no fire.
Exactly.
Do you know how many authorities would be on campus at that point?
Okay, right.
FBI. You got,
yeah.
The Marshal Service.
The U.S. Marshals would come in. They would come in. You know why? Because terrorists pull fire alarms.
Alright, you're right. You're right, guys. Sorry. Alright.
Seriously, Robert. Seriously.
I'll get it on the next one. I promise.
No. There's so many other things wrong with that. Fire extinguishers? If we use fire extinguishers to douse them, what happens if there's a real fire? And guess what? Oh, no. Robert decided to use the fire hydrant that was needed to put out that fire as a prank. And not to mention alcohol. We, you know, most of the Brotherhood's under 21.
Exactly.
And even then, we would drink responsibly. Drink to get drunk? Right. How dare you?
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm
How
super...
How dare you?
I'm super sorry.
You know what? You go sit in that corner right now. You put on that cap. You put that cap on, and you write on that board, I am sorry 100 times.
All right, you guys.
And you will get no cookies after dinner tonight.
Oh, come
No,
dude.
You don't get cookies before
come
you get
on,
tucked into bed.
It's the 100-year anniversary
and
of
you know
Oreo.
No, Ziggy will not read you all the places you go before you go to bed.
What about Goodnight Moon?
Nope. You will get no reading before bed.
I'm not even like a little made-up
nope.
story.
Nope. And in fact, you know what? We're taking your binky away.
Oh, God. You get
it. Get in the corner. You get in the corner.
I got the t-shirts. You wanted t-shirts.
Yeah, it's Jared's eighth birthday. We've been his parents for all 8 of those years. Take them. And this party, I mean, God, they're spending a fortune on this party.
He's only going to have 1/8 birthday party.
I know, but Marvin, it's like, when's the last time we did anything for us? You and me, Margaret and Marvin. I mean, do you remember before he was born? I mean, we were married for like a good 3 years before we had that crap stain. I mean, yes, he's our son and he's smart and intelligent and all, and you know, but seriously, like, when's the last time we wined and dined one another? I mean, you and me, remember the cruise? Remember that cruise down to the Bahamas? Oh my God, you got
great.
So trashed. You were dancing on the bar.
I had such a great time.
You made out. You totally made out with the poker dealer.
He was a hairy
man. Oh yeah, her too.
Well, yeah,
oh my goodness.
That was the blackjack dealer.
Oh yes, that's right. Oh, and
mixed
that,
up.
And you know what? That was the Cancun. That was in Cancun.
Got it. God,
oh,
yeah, we
yes.
had so much fun before we were married. Mm. It's hard to keep all of it really straight.
Well, even the first 3 years, this is the thing, Marvin. Is the flare's gone?
I mean, flare is gone.
The
Marsh?
Flare, yes. Yes, it is gone. I mean, ever since we had Jared, it's Jared this, Jared that. Oh, Jared has to go to private school. Oh, Jared needs private piano lessons. Well, that cuts into my special pole dancing class. I can't pole dance for you anymore. I mean, where's
the flare?
You still
know how to pole dance. I mean,
yeah, but I'm out of practice. I mean, look at these love handles. Look at these. It's because I gotta sit and wait for Jared to finish his clarinet lessons. What else am I gonna do but drink my Starbucks coffee and get all fat while Jared plays the clarinet? Put in another reed. Oh, play another reed, Margaret. I need another reed. Where's the flare, Marvin?
I you're making a very good case here. I'm having a hard time, really. But I'm thinking, look, we brought this life into the world.
Oh, yeah,
like,
beautiful.
Really...
Oh, precious life into the world. A bratty, four-eyed, geeky kid. I mean, they don't even like him at school, Marvin. They don't even like
they
our
don't,
Jared.
They don't
he
like
gets
Jared.
Picked on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The mothers, we talk about it all the time. And you know what? I say good for them. Let little Billy pick on our little shit of a son.
How does Billy pick on Jared? They
used
to have
play
dates together.
Oh, yeah. Well, where do you think it started? Because Jared's doing all this freaking retarded queer stuff. I mean, he wants to, like...
doing retarded queer stuff?
Yeah, I mean, he's, like, playing make-believe and stuff. And, like, oh, let's sing a song. And, like, Billy wants to punch him. I don't blame him. My God, why does he want to... What kind of kid wants to sing songs and dance?
Well, a lot of kids, I think, like to do that.
Really? Were you one of those kids, Marvin? Did you sing and dance?
When I was your age, yeah, I did. I went to YMCA camp.
What? Oh, whoa. Whoa. We do not mention
it
that
was
word.
Camp Hawaii.
No. I can't even finish. It does not belong in this household. No. All right. By the time I was in seventh grade, I was the life of the party. The high school party. What? Mm-hmm. I had the fake IDs. Who do you think was giving BJs to all the 11th graders? Me. Uh-huh. And was I popular? You bet your ass I was popular.
I still
graduated second in my class. Okay? So the point being is I still had fun. I still was popular, and I still got decent grades.
I don't know that's really the road we want Jared to take.
Well, why not? Do you think Mr. Bill Clinton, president of the United States at one point, do you think Slick Willie there was off, you know, do you think, okay, all right, so do you think he was only doing saxophone lessons? Uh-uh. No. He had a schoolyard ring. Running around his elementary school, he was whoring out them fifth graders.
Mm-hmm. You went to school with Bill Clinton?
No, I just know these stories.
You just know that...
All right, there is an underground... You know what? I can't even tell you this stuff. I might have to kill you.
All right, dudes. All right, this is a good night of drinking. Ugh. All right, let's get out of here, though. We gotta get out of here. Man. Okay. All right, who's the DD?
Wow. Dude, I was, but... I'm not in any shape, man. I really am not.
I thought anyone but me was the DD.
I was pretty sure it was not me going into it. I mean, we never said it out loud, but I was under the impression that, you know, because it's my birthday next week, that it wouldn't be a DD night for me.
I'm pretty sure I'd remember before I started drinking. But now that I had been drinking, it's a little fuzzy. I don't remember past, like, 9:30.
Okay.
See, I called not yet.
I don't remember you saying not yet.
I don't remember shit.
I don't.
But
I remember doing the nose thing.
But that was during that dice game, the four man.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that wasn't about DD.
That was one of the rules that mm-hmm. that Charlie made.
Wait. Yeah, Charlie. Was Charlie supposed to be the DD? What happened to Charlie?
Where is Charlie?
I saw him over, like, outside on the balcony, kind of. He was vomiting over the balcony.
So he wasn't the DD. He was
you
the
know,
DD.
You know, now I remember he bought, like, a round of shots for the whole bar.
Oh, yeah.
He probably wasn't the DD. Did we not pick? DD guys.
No, we always pick a DD.
We do. We're very responsible. We're super responsible.
We are really adult.
I mean, who else is playing that game? Oh, Janet. Janet was around.
Oh, right.
Janet was.
Janet. What? Yeah. Was she your DD?
I don't know. She was dancing up on the bar.
That doesn't sound like sober Janet.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't sound like
sober
Janet.
Janet's usually pretty reserved.
Sober Janet, to be honest, is kind of a bitch.
You know what?
She's
Janet's bra's right here.
Was it in your boot, dude?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's her marker. Well, that's where I was last night.
You were having sex with Janet.
I was up with Janet.
Somewhere. Who knows where.
I think I got to take some responsibility because it is kind of a pain in the ass when she's sober, so I made sure she got drunk.
But you're pretty responsible.
You know, that's a pretty good call, though. I mean, while it did ruin a DD, I mean, to be fair, Janet would have brought the party down had she been sober.
Apparently she brought it up.
Zach! No.
Where's Zach?
He turned 21 last night, so I made him drink like a lot.
Oh, he was sharking at the pool too, and he doesn't shark well at the pool when he's sober.
No, not sober.
No. Probably. Let's see. Yeah, wait. Oh, Zach's underwear is right here.
Is that in your other boot, dude?
Oh. Yeah,
I know where you were.
Whoa.
Threesome with Janet and Zach.
Whoa. So it was a good night for me.
Hey. Whoa. There we go. What?
Scotty,
good thing we
night.
Don't remember
Whoa,
it. What?
Yeah.
Who knows what happened? Whoa. I don't.
Oh, man.
So it, I mean, we got to find a way to actually get those.
Right.
Well, hey,
let's do a quick analysis.
Situation analysis.
None of us is sober.
True, we're still drunk.
Exactly.
And we don't know where any of our other friends are, but they're probably drunk, even if we have them here.
Right.
Might be somewhere else in the bar they're hanging. We could check with them, maybe they remember.
To someone else we came. What if we go back in and find three sober chicks to go home with and come back and get our car tomorrow?
Pretty sure the bar doors are closed.
All right, well, that avenue is closed.
Wait, what time is it?
5 a.m.
Yeah, they're probably closed.
Probably.
See, we could knock. I mean, someone might be in there, but maybe we just wait. Or
we could, to be honest, it's kind of early enough. We could just like go get breakfast.
Yeah, maybe just carry the dog. I mean, it's got to be noon somewhere.
Fucking A, it is. Hey,
nice.
There's an Irish pub down the street
that
serves bacon, eggs, and Guinness.
That's, I've been calling her name.
There we go. And I think Premier League Soccer's on.
Nice.
You know what? They're going to be there. They're going to be, that's a great call. That's a great call. Well, for
right.
Reddit, no one will even notice.
But seriously, we've got to sober up at some point today and go home. Because we cannot do this a fifth day in a row.
No.
Cannot do this 5 days in a row. We're going to have to go home at some point.
Should probably go to work at some point.
All right, so let's pick someone who's going to be DD
right now.
Who's going to stop drinking so they can sober up and drive us home.
Okay.
Not it.
Nose.
Nose. Yeah, I was just, let's do rock, paper,
are we
scissors.
All doing nose or are all doing...
I think we
not
got
it.
Let's flip a coin for it. All right, your heads.
Three people.
Your tails.
What are you?
I'll go the best out of three.
And lights up. All right, everybody. You have just been listening to episode number 33 of As Inc.
Larry Bird.
Our suggestion was don't drink and drive. Was that it? I think it was don't drink and drive. Playing this week was
Kevin Nolan,
Michael Morey,
and Chris George. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov. That's prov@gmail.com. You can also email comments, suggestions, and suggestions you'd like to put us into, like us to put into the hat. Also, if your San Diego area improviser would like to improvise with us, you can send us an email there as well. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. And like us on Facebook, and we will see you next week.
Right now, my girlfriend is at my place watching the finale of The Bachelor.
So, aren't you happy you're here?
It's like, exactly, like if this runs a little over... It's not really an issue. And if you were wondering, like, if you had invited any women to be here, that's why they're not. Just so you know.
I can honestly say I have never watched an episode of The Bachelor. And I feel like I'm better off for it. Somehow.
If I have accidentally, I don't think I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure you didn't enjoy it?
Yeah, pretty certain. Pretty certain.
Hey, you never know. You might have actually enjoyed it. And you just don't know.
If I were drugged,